This is the Marysville Board of Education regular meeting of March 15th, 2012. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mrs. Devine.
Here.
Mrs. Powers.
Here.
And Mr. Lasseter is out due to a surgery. He will not be in here tonight. No. Can we rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, the agenda. We have the agenda as presented, and we have two addendums. I'm going to move number 14, the resolution to appoint superintendent, up to number 5A. And I will be bump acknowledge visitors down to 5B. And there will be no High Point report tonight. 6-2 is off the agenda. Was there any other changes? Modifications? Nope. All right, then I need a motion to approve the agenda then and the agenda as presented.
I'll move.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Devine.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up, I move that we approve Roberta Cox as the February 2012 Employee of the Month. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Moved and second. Dr. Reimer. No. No. It's during discussion.
What?
Go ahead. Stop. You're fine. Yes, no.
I'll ask Roberta to come up here. I've been in this school district for a month and a half. And this has already become my favorite part of school board meetings. Not my favorite part of the district, but of school board meetings. This isn't always the most exciting thing to be at a board meeting. But this is. I really get the pleasure of presenting this. Roberta is one of our bus drivers. And that especially makes me very proud to present because, as the bus drivers know, my mommy was a bus driver. I mean, I have a special feeling. And I, too, at one time drove the bus. So I have a big feeling of togetherness with all of them. So she's a bus driver. She goes above and beyond every day. She drives for the high school, for the middle school, and for Edgewood Elementary. And I want to read what was said about her when she was selected by her colleagues as the Employee of the Month for February 2012. They said that Roberta is the first driver here every day and helps during bad weather to get the buses ready to go out. Roberta greets everyone with a smile and is willing to help in any way she can. She does a great, great job. So Roberta, congratulations as the Employee of the Month. And the resolution from the school board. And that says much of what I try to stumble through.
All right. Thank you very much for, you know, I think being a bus driver is probably one of the most unsung jobs in the district. You're obviously the first face our kids see in the morning and the last ones they see at night. And you know, it's a dangerous job no matter, you know, what the weather is. So thank you very much for
thank
all you
all
do. All right, I need a roll call then, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. All right. Next up, we have the resolution to appoint superintendent. And I will read what is on my thing here. No. Really? Yes. Okay, it's recommended to approve the resolution to appoint Diane Mankins as superintendent of the Marysville Exempted Village School District commencing July 1st, 2012 and continuing through July 31st, 2015, consistent with and subject to the terms and conditions set forth in the contractual documents attached to these documents upon this resolution being adopted. So I move that We move to appoint Diane as our new superintendent.
Second.
Moved and second. Discussion. Board members. I will start with you, Mrs. Powers.
No, sir. I have nothing.
Well, I just wanted to say that when we were interviewing Diane, some of the things that stood out for me were that she was a great communicator, and we heard that from a lot of people. Also, her reaction to issues that came up and her willingness to address an issue as an opportunity to learn and grow. But then some other things that I heard that really kind of helped put me over the edge, so to speak, was that, you know, we asked her what's going to be one of the most important things you do when you come here. She said learning the Marysville way. And I think that's a real key part to being a superintendent that's going to be able to reach out to everybody and become a true part of the community. And one other thing that I just have to say is, because one of our last questions was, what legacy would you want to be remembered by? And her reaction to that question, I mean, that was the one time where she kind of lost her composure a little bit. And I think it was just, you could see how much it meant to her that she really wanted to make a difference, that she was going to be, you know, be 100% invested in our community.
Okay.
Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Mrs. Greer?
What struck me first with Diane is her remarkable passion for moving students forward academically, with a strong emphasis on college and career readiness, and a burning desire to strive for the next level of excellence. Diane has a strong sense of working as a team and working collaboratively, which will be extremely beneficial to our community, our staff, and the board. She has a strong desire to build meaningful relationships with our children, community members, and businesses, and I was left with the absolute certainty that Diane has the energy, personal drive, and vision to keep moving our children forward, and a leader that everyone will truly want to follow. And last but not least, Diane is someone you can trust with your children. Would you like me to read Doug's? Doug sent his, since he couldn't be here, he wanted to show that he was in full support. This is from Doug Lassiter. Although I am unable to attend the board meeting in person, I would like to offer my total support for Diane Mankins as the next superintendent of our school district. Selecting a superintendent is the most important job of a school board. To that end, the selection process involves considering many qualities, and the expectations are extraordinarily high. Over this entire process, the board has considered approximately 36 candidates. I believe the makeup of our board represents the diversity within our community, which is why we felt it important to find a candidate that all five of us felt strongly about. Not only did all of us consider Diane a great fit for our district, but she clearly stood out from the rest and was at the top of each of our lists going into the final round of interviews. In addition, all of the feedback we received from the community and staff meetings were overwhelmingly positive, and all of this was consistent with feedback the ESC of Central Ohio received from administrators that have worked with Diane in the past. All the feedback received suggests that Diane is a rising star, and I believe she is someone that will work with the community and staff in an open, honest, and truly collaborative way. We will need this kind of leadership given the academic and financial challenges facing our district. Thanks, Doug.
All right. Very good. Well, I didn't write anything down tonight because, as you probably know by now, I'm a little bit more of a shoot-from-the-hip kind of talker. But I will say this. I agree with all of that. You've certainly met the model that we laid out when we started this process, I don't know, 8 or 9 months ago. You're an excellent communicator. The thing that struck me the most, it probably hit me the first time when Diane came down to talk with us, is everything for her was student first, student first, student first. And we asked her, God, I don't know how many different questions. It was always, you know, it's always students first. How are we going to move those kids? What are we going to do to move them? If we can't afford to do it on paper, we'll find a different way to do it, but we're going to get it done. And for me, you know, I've been fortunate enough to sit at this table alongside another excellent, two excellent superintendents, only one we've had for a short while. But I know what one looks like. And it didn't take me very long to talk with Diane and have those conversations to know that she fit into that mold. And I think I can speak for the board when I say, you know, it won't be long after she starts before you see what the board, if you haven't already seen, you'll see what the board saw in her. And so I'm very excited for you to kind of get your toes in the water and get going. So I think this board made an excellent, excellent choice.
And
yes,
may
ma'am.
I speak now, because I thought we were having a discussion before we went.
That's okay. That. I know. That's it's probably that it's your cold medicine. I get it.
So, I'm not going to give a lengthy speech here about him, because that's why I didn't shake her hand, too, because
you get sick. But I am in agreement with everything there. I do like everything that you've said about the kids being a team, also with the staff, the board, everybody being a team together, I think is awesome. I like the values of community. And I'm really looking forward to great things because I think if all of us work together as a team, we can accomplish anything. And I think you're going to be a great leader for us.
Do you want to add anything?
I'm looking forward to Diane getting here. And everything that I heard in the interviews, when we spoke outside the first night, it was just like talking to somebody that is willing to learn, willing to work with people, and I'm looking forward to it.
I really loved the fact that when she spoke to the staff and to the community and they asked her about vision and where she thought Marysville needed to go, I really liked the fact that she hit on three main areas. And she started with communication, and that's really key in the position of superintendent, I think, as well as it is as administrator and teacher in the school system. But that's really key, and she talked a lot about collaborative, open, honest, forthright communication. Then she also moved to finances, which everybody knows in not only the state of Ohio, but all across the country, finances are important for public school systems, and they usually are in need in that regard. But she spoke about that and her desire to be a really strong proponent of fiscal responsibility with the community's school dollars, while at the same time, though, helping the district to maintain the wonderful excellence that we've achieved throughout the years. And then finally, she talked about just continuous improvement, that as good as we are already at Marysville Schools, it really is the new foundation, if you will, for the even bigger accomplishments that you hope to have. And I just thought she had her eye on the right targets as she took up this extremely difficult job, and I really wish you well in that. It's a good job, and it's a wonderful school district. That's from somebody that knows for a month and a half. but the one challenge I think you're going to have, and I've already noticed this while I've been here, is I think you're going to have a challenge. I think you're going to work extremely hard, but it's going to be very difficult for you to work any harder than a lot of the people you see in the front row and in all of our buildings every day, because they're really doing an excellent job for us. But it's going to be fun to watch you try to outwork them. So good luck.
Okay. I need a roll call then, please.
Mr. Mamie.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. We're going to take a quick 10-minute recess. Ask Diane to come up here and sign that contract. And then if any of you want to ask her any questions, like I said, we'll take a quick 10-minute, and then we'll get started up again here at 25 after.